Before yesterday's doubleheader, we had a chance to sit down with Rangers Farm Director Josh Bonifay on the Cacique pregame show for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. We played part one of the conversation yesterday. Here's part two right now. The starting pitching resurgence has been one of the big storylines this month as the playoff push kind of has raged on, and Winston Santos has been at the front of that a little bit with some of his best stuff as of late, and then a season high in strikeouts his last time out. What have you seen from the development of Santos this season?
I mean, Santos is, you know, obviously he got injured early in camp. I think, you know, some of us forget that it takes time to build up, build stamina, build strength. He was kind of like the first month was going through a spring training for us. Now, you know, he's in a really good position with his arsenal. His pitchers are, the stuff and the quality of the stuff is back. He's attacking hitters. I mean, he's been bit by the home run bug, but I don't think that's sustainable here. I think, you know, he's able to attack. He's not afraid of anybody, and he throws a lot of strikes. So being in the zone and with his type of stuff, the stuff quality, we know he's going to have a lot of success.
As he takes the ball tomorrow, what's one thing you think you'll be watching closest for?
I mean, just obviously health is always the number one in terms of those, but just his ability to command all of his pitches in the zone consistently, repeatability of the delivery, and, you know, is he ahead and does he put away hitters quickly?
Obviously, a lot of successful players that are still here, but some players have played so well here, they've gotten promotions to AAA this season. Willian Bormy is the most recent. He was so fun to watch here. What was it that signaled to you that he was ready to go up to AAA?
Just the quality of his performance overall. He was consistent night in and night out. You know, obviously the stuff when you throw 100 miles an hour and it's a put-away slider, those are the things that we looked at. But he controlled the zone. As you go up, the strike zone shrinks with the ABS. And you got to be fine. So we were just looking for finer points while he was here. He was able to do that at a very high level. He's able to close games out. He's relentless. He has got no fear on the mound. And we're seeing that in AAA right now.
On the hitting side, Keiber Rodriguez is up there. And so is John Taylor, who's there for the first time in his career. What did those two show you with the bats here this year?
I mean, Keiber, every time he puts the ball in play a ton. He's not going to walk a lot, but he makes a lot of contact. This year, it was hard contact. EVs were up. His ability to do damage was up. Taylor hit his ability to have a really quality AB. You know, he can take his walk, but also he can do damage. He uses the whole field, and he knows how to play the game. So two very special players that we believe as an organization, they embody everything about what it is to be a Ranger, and they play the game the right way.
Last question for you. Sometimes in the minor leagues, it's all about player development, yes, but also winning baseball, and the Riders have a chance to clinch a playoff spot if it's not today, but maybe someday later this week. How important is it for you to see these guys play in an atmosphere like this where wins are magnified and there's playoffs on the line?
I mean, you're so focused on the development, the individual skills, and the process of each player that when you put the team together, you're hopefully that they gel. You're hopeful that the manager is able to create that culture, that environment, which Chad and the staff here have done. And it's very important that players get to experience, like, when mistakes are made, it may cost you. Or, when certain pitches are made, you get a chance to win baseball games. So I think any time that you can feel extra pressure and try to create that environment, I think it helps players in the long run when they get to the big leagues.
All right, that's Rangers Farm Director Josh Bonifay here on the Cacique Pregame Show. Josh, thanks for the time.
Thank you very much.
All right, that'll do it for us. We'll be right back with Baylor Scott and White Health starting lineups.